there is the full time whistle. It is all over here tonight at McCool Park in Ballybofey, and it's finished in victory for Tyrone. The league winners in the final quarter of this tie, showing their class and quality to come through with the vital scores, and in the end take a 4-point advantage, 112-18. The story of this game, seeing Tyrone race out to a 1-2 to no score advantage with 7 minutes on the clock. Sean O'Donnell from the Trulli Club rifling the ball into the back of the net. By the time we hit half time, that goal was separate the sides. Daniel Fullerton got his opening goal, or his opening point, excuse me, of the game in the first half. Michael McGlennon scored two in that opening half, and Mark Devlin contributed as well. While the bulk of the scoring tonight for Donegal has all come from Johnny McGrody. In the first half, he scored 3 of the 4 points. The other came from Carlos O'Reilly. So there was just a goal in it at the break. Come the start of the second half, it was a different story, because it was Donegal that was out of the blocks the quickest. And they looked in good form as well. In the opening 6 minutes, they scored a goal and 2 points to tie up the game at 1-6 at that stage. And by the time Johnny McGrory had his 7th point of the game, Donegal were leading for the first time, and that was on 18 minutes into the second half, 1-8-7. But as we told you, it was all about the classy scores in the closing 16 minutes of this game that came from Daniel Fullerton and Mark Devlin. Fullerton scored 3 of the closing 5 points. He had a total of 6 at the end. Mark Devlin contributed 3 in the second half as well. And the second half substitutes for Tyrone making a huge difference as well, particularly in the closing 10 minutes. And it's Tyrone that make their way into the draw this evening into round 2. And it's Donegal that go to the qualifiers, where they will take on Down. Tyrone, Martin McHugh were seen as favourites for this game. They are set to progress to the second round, but certainly we have seen an improved Donegal in the championship from the league, and they weren't too far away tonight.
No, they weren't too far away. When they got, you know, just maybe when they went into the lead, that you felt that they, you know, they needed to get more scores at that stage, and they were in control, completely in control. But as always, a wee bit of class makes all the difference, you know. And Tyrone just had them couple of really classy players in the middle. I mean, they could win the ball. They had big men in the middle of the field, and Donegal tired. And as you exactly said, right, was the players that came off the bench for Tyrone made a massive difference. It's just the squad of players made them. Them that quality that they had coming off the bench. And then Donegal were chasing the game, what suited the likes of Fullerton, Daniel Fullerton late on. But it's great to see a player of that quality in Carrigmore. They've always produced, you know, the Conor Gormley's and players going back a long time in Carrigmore. But what a great bit of stuff. And it's great to be here to see the likes of him and young Devlin as well. Mark Devlin, very, very good in that stage, and you know, made the difference. And I have to say, Michael McGlennon, the bounty ball he won in that midfield area. Him and Shea Galler, just across the bridge from us here, you know, and they made the difference as well. Them players just made the difference. Donegal, yeah, happy. We have to have that performance, and some very good performance. We talked about Jack Galler especially in the second half. As I said, Ray Machine, a sweeper. Kieran Tobin looked very strong, you know, didn't do anything wrong. And that Carlos O'Reilly is the player really that I would pick out from a Donegal point of view. For, you know, seeing him for the first time the other night, he's got a lot of quality, and I like about him, he's not lazy. He does the job, you know, he works very hard. And you've just pointed out the man, Johnny McGrody. It's great to see. I know his dad from the past, and it's great to see a player coming through from likes of Downings there, that club in Downings. But he's a brilliant player. He's got his 2 feet, and I like that, to see a player at 17 years of age, he's done that himself and working his 2 feet scores. We'll hear these players, but look at up next week, you're playing Down next week, you have a, you know, good chance. They're a good side. We always know what Down produce, but anyway, it was a good performance. Donegal, you're playing against the team that probably, I think they won the All-Ireland last year, and they're going to be close enough this year as well. So take the positives out of it, and it was just that wee bit of quality that made the difference in the end up. But good all-round performance by Donegal.
Yeah, from a Tyrone point of view, they now move through the front door of Ulster. They're seen as favourites for the provincial title this year, but I'm sure Colly Holmes will be looking at it, knowing that they were in a fight here in Ballybofey, and he'd be looking for improvement the next day.
Yeah, he will be looking for improvement, and they will improve. Teams do improve as they go along competitions, particularly, you know, first time really to play a big championship game at that level. And see a Tyrone player running off the field, he must come up to see his mum or somebody up at the other end of the field. But just from a point of view of I think on your Tyrone, yeah, he will look for improvement, but they've looked at they won the league. They're under a bit of pressure coming in here. They showed what they were about here today, and you know they're going to be very hard to beat. And you know you feel that the two best teams maybe in Ulster played here the night. It's up to Donegal to be sure. Always Monaghan's going to be tough there and everything else. I wasn't that impressed with Cavan. I knew Fermanagh were going to struggle, so we don't know what Derry or Armagh is going to be like in their point of view. So look at Down, still can always improve. That Monaghan beat them in the first round Premier, and the teams will improve. So it's open enough, but you feel that Tyrone are the best team in it and they're that bad ahead. But Donegal, you'd like to get if we could get the back door and get another go with them and meet them in Ulster final. That Donegal team, there is room for improvement, and good, they know today that they can match them. Just maybe, as you said, the bench maybe was the difference. And that bit of quality, as I said.